It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm delighted to have with me here in the studio local resident and restaurant owner Larry Mendel. Most of us know Larry as the always smiling and cheerful owner of the Poggio restaurant, but this seemingly relaxed, low-key individual always has something going, and most recently that something is a new restaurant concept, Copita, currently under construction on Bridgeway, just south of Poggio's. Larry, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Before we talk specifically about Copita, I have some general questions. What appeals to you about Sausalito as a place to live and to run a business?
Well, I think we need to separate those two words, live and run a business. I've lived here 43 years, and there's no other place in the world I'd rather live than right where I do live, in Sausalito. And for most of those 43 years, I swore I would never have a business here because I feared that if I worked here, it would somehow negatively impact the enjoyment I have, especially a restaurant. If someone came into a restaurant, didn't like the service or the valet or the food, I'm a pretty easy guy to get a hold of. All they have to do is call my 332 number or come up to the house and say, hey, we had a lousy meal last night. And I just thought I couldn't deal with that. But through a variety of circumstances, my life changed from a business perspective at my former company, Il Fornaio, and between conversations with city fathers and the new owners at that time of the Casa Madrona Hotel, and my wife, actually, I decided that I would do an Italian restaurant, which was then destined to be the last restaurant that I ever built, and it's called Poggio.
The restaurant business has the highest failure rate of any enterprise. What is your formula for success?
I'm not sure that it's a real formula. I always have a feeling that I don't know enough to be successful, and so I always look for people that are smarter, more experienced than I am at their particular part of being in hospitality. And I've really been lucky, really lucky, to surround myself with terrific people who have been loyal and turned out to be wonderful lifelong friends, and we've been successful together. I've enjoyed success, but so have hundreds of other people. And I suppose if I brought anything to the party, it's a knack for selecting good locations that oftentimes no one else wanted, and working with the landlord to create leases that over the long run proved very beneficial. I always looked on a lease as being like a marriage. It's for a long, long time, so it better be a good one. And for the most part, they have been very good.
Larry, I think you have a real talent for understatement as well, as far as your talents that you bring to a restaurant. You are opening a new restaurant, Copita, just down Bridgeway from Poggio. Tell us about your newest endeavor.
It's a little bit selfish because I've spent an awful lot of time in Mexico. I actually created a Mexican restaurant that opened in 1986 in Tiburon called Guaymas, and that was really successful. But I've had a problem finding the kind of Mexican food that I enjoy in Mexico. I've had a problem finding that here in the Bay Area, or for that matter, anywhere in the U.S. And I never had a word for it, but I just read last week that the New York Times has coined a word called New World Mexican. And for us, that means seasonal, sustainable, local, raw ingredients. It means lighter dishes, very, very fresh. Our plates will be somewhat smaller than one is used to. We won't have refried beans, and the restaurant will focus on a wood-burning rotisserie that will roast two different kinds of chickens, and from time to time, a leg of lamb. We'll have four ceviches. We'll have a couple of crudo, raw fish. And our tamales will be made from scratch. We'll grind the corn, which will be non-GMO corn. And everything will be fresh. I think it'll be a different kind of Mexican food. I think every time I had a Mexican meal, which was once or twice a month, I would push myself away from the table and say, I'm never eating Mexican food again. Well, hopefully this will change it. This will be the kind of Mexican food that you can eat once or twice a week and be really happy and be really healthy. I think I should also say that the reason I'm fairly confident of our success is because I have a wonderful, wonderful special partner whose name is Joanne Weir. Joanne's written 17 cookbooks and is a world-famous food lecturer and has her own program on NPR every week. And I began to think about that as I read her last book, which was simply titled Tequila, because Copita, along with having great food, will also be a tequilaria. We'll have 40 or 50 tequilas. We'll have some great, great, great tequila drinks, expertly mixed, and I'm really excited.
You got to tell us when it's going to open.
Well, you know, I wish somebody would tell me when it's open, and that somebody would be Dick Jacobson, who is the superintendent on the job in Sausalito or any municipality. You really never know exactly. But right now, the general contractor is scheduled to turn over the restaurant to operations on April 13th. The truth is that my daughter is going to have her 30th birthday party on April 21st, and we expect to open to the public about April 30th. So that's our tentative schedule. I know that my partners will be upset with me for revealing that to the millions of people that are tuned into this radio broadcast, but right now that's our schedule.
I think they're all going to be standing out front waiting for you to open. Larry, what impact will the America's Cup events this year and next have on Sausalito and its businesses?
I'm not sure that there'll be much of an impact this year. I know it's preliminary races, and they're important to getting to the finals of the America's Cup, but I just read yesterday that they expected to have 15 teams in the America's Cup, and as of yesterday, they only had 4. I know it's going to be a great success. Mariners like myself are very, very, very excited about the America's Cup coming to the Bay Area, especially because for the first time ever, we'll be able to actually watch the race. But as I said earlier, I think to do business, especially in Sausalito, you really have to look at your business over a long horizon, 10, 15, 20 years. And I think that the America's Cup will have a bit of a pop in 2013 that will benefit all retailers, especially restaurants. I think Sausalito will enjoy an awful lot of exposure in 2013. But for me, when I think about Copita, I'm really thinking about 2014, because what do you do when everybody goes home? And the answer to that is you better have food and you better have service and you better have a place that people from Tiburon, Belvedere, Mill Valley, San Rafael, the city, and Sausalito really want to come because they love the food or they love the service and they love what you do. And that's what will sustain you during the certainly during the cold winter months. And it'll sustain you over many, many years.
Larry, thanks for that, and thank you for being on the show today. We are all looking forward to Copita opening.
Thanks for having me. It's a joy. I didn't realize that your studio was across the street from my house. So it's a special joy. Thanks, and I'll look forward to seeing everybody the end of April.
Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.